Is it really possible to invest using a self-directed IRA? Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris. Now, I don't know about you, but when I first heard about investing with a self-directed IRA, I had a lot of questions. Mainly, why had I never heard of this strategy before? And why is there so little information out there about it? Well, here's the thing. Those big name financial advisory firms don't want you to know about self-directed IRAs. And if you don't yet know about self-directed IRAs, I want you to pause this video and check out my full video on self-directed IRAs. I will link it up in the description below. It's a full video playlist that I want you to watch. Please do that. Now that we're on the same page, you know that a self-directed IRA is one of the most powerful ways to build wealth. And you realize that you're not going to learn about this kind of investing on the mainstream news or from a traditional financial advisor. Remember, traditional financial advisors work for big companies and they make money off of you investing in stocks that they manage. So they're not going to advise you to say, bye-bye, go off and do it on your own using a self-directed account. But if you're the kind of person who takes initiative and actually wants to be empowered in your own wealth building, then you're smart enough to use a self-directed IRA. Now, in this video, we're going to cover some of the main rules of using a self-directed account because a self-directed IRA is a retirement account. The IRS has some strict rules that you have to follow to maintain the tax-free status on this account. And before I get started, if this is intimidating or overwhelming to you, don't worry. A self-directed account is always monitored by a custodian that will ensure that everything is in compliance. This is not the Wild West where it's just some random person is going to be managing this. No, no, a great team will be taking care of you. It would be pretty hard for you to break most of these rules, but it is important for you to know what these rules are before you start investing. So let's get into these seven rules of using a self-directed IRA. Number one, you cannot purchase an investment from yourself or disqualified persons. Again, I told you these would be pretty simple, and they actually are. Here's a chart, take a look at this, of who would be classified as a disqualified person. Don't try to deal with disqualified persons or try to find loopholes to the rules. The IRS have very strict regulations as well as severe penalties. So it's not worth it to try to break the rules. If you have a deal in mind and you want to buy real estate from a disqualified person, just use a different financial method. As I mentioned, you cannot also take advantage of it yourself. So you couldn't buy an investment property using a self-directed account inside of your self-directed IRA that benefits you, that you are living inside of. You cannot do that. Number two, the self-directed IRA must hold the title on the property. This means you can't have the property under your name or your LLC or your trust or anything else. It must be owned by the IRA. There's a specific structure that exists as a self-directed IRA LLC combo, but even in that scenario, the IRA must be on the title. And usually it'll be a long kind of crazy name, like the self-directed account of Clayton Morris for the, like it's a long name, but that's the name that will actually own the property. After all, it is your self-directed account that owns the property. Number three, all expenses must be paid by the self-directed account. So if you need a repair on the property, you have a tax bill from the city, there's a homeowners association fee, every single expense related to the investment must be paid through the self-directed IRA account, no matter how big or small. You'll need to send your requests over to the custodian and they can help process that transaction. Number four, there can be no indirect benefits. What does that mean? All transactions should only benefit the self-directed IRA retirement account, not you personally. So no using the property as a vacation home or trying to store things in the garage. Just don't do it. Number five, all money made from the investment should be placed into the IRA. Don't think about investing with an IRA as a means to increase personal cash flow. All profit from the investment must be deposited directly into the IRA account. So if you're looking for like immediate cash flow, this is not the strategy for you. Again, this is an investment retirement purpose account. If you're looking for cash flow, this is not the strategy for you. Again, the cash flow will go into this account that you can use when you retire. So if you need immediate cash flow right now, this is not the retirement account situation for you. This is not the investing strategy for you right now. Number six, you must invest in certain assets. Here's another chart for you. Take a look at this. It shows you what types of investments are allowed and which are not allowed. Real estate is on the table, but things like antiques and comic books, I love comic books. Look, I've got comic books behind me. You can't invest with an IRA. You can't buy comic books inside your self-directed account. If you have questions about this, just reach out to your custodian and they can give you a clear answer on that. Number seven, early distributions are not allowed. The system is set up to discourage account holders from using their retirement funds before they reach the designated age of 59 and a half years old. Now, in normal circumstances, if an investor withdraws funds from their account before this time, they will be subjected to penalties. Now, I know this is a lot of information to take in, but remember that your custodian is there to help make sure everything runs smoothly when you work with a self-directed retirement custodian. And these rules exist for a reason. Now, you're getting amazing retirement benefits through utilizing a self-directed IRA. That's the reason. That's why these rules are in place. These rules and regulations exist to keep your retirement in compliance. Now, if you want to learn more about the nuances of the self-directed IRA, I have two in-depth blog posts. I'll link them for you below in the description. They cover all of this information that we talked about today and more. Now, in addition, if you're interested in getting started with self-directed IRA investing, you can schedule a free call with my team at morrisinvest.com. We can help you get the IRA set up in minutes and connect you with a top-notch custodian. Literally, it takes like 5 minutes. We'll see you next time, everyone.